We have been blessed to have the plain truth about Christmas revealed to us. Further, we have been blessed to not just hear, but to accept that truth and act upon it by coming out of the world and rejecting its observance, as well as its pagan origins. However, we truly are in the minority on this. I wanted to share a few statistics and facts about the observance of Christmas in this current age. First, Christmas as a legal holiday or is observed in 184 of the nearly 200 countries on this earth. That's unbelievable how thoroughly spread out the observance of this holiday has become. Second, according to a few recent surveys, about 90% of the United States and British populations observe Christmas. In one of those surveys, here is the list of what makes Christmas important to those that were surveyed. And this is in order of how prevalent it was on those surveys. So, for example, the very first one was spending time with family. That's on 76% of the surveys. Next, giving presents to friends and family. Third, eating Christmas food and or drinking Christmas drinks. Putting up Christmas lights and decorations. Being cozy indoors during the cold Christmas weather. Upholding family Christmas traditions. Receiving presents from friends and family. Spending time with friends. Watching Christmas television. Number 10, having time off work to relax. And number 11 and 12, number 11 is celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and attending a religious service. Those last two, the only ones that are tied to what is supposed to be the religious meaning of this day, those ones really only were put on the survey by about 1 in 5 people. This information puts a lot in perspective about why this holiday appeals to mankind and has so thoroughly spread through the whole world. It taps in to man's physical nature. Mankind has overlooked its origins, embraced the physical rituals and symbolism while becoming intoxicated by the bitter mixture of man-defined good and evil. The knowledge of the true origins has never been more readily available with the use of the internet. The pagan symbolism and varying traditions are out there. They're very well documented, but it is excused, ignored, and overlooked. In God's church, we must be on guard against what lies behind the Christmas spirit. Because even though we do not observe this day, we too can slip into compromise, materialism, and reliance on man's ways instead of God's ways. So how do we combat these human weaknesses to ensure we do not fall prey? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verses 1 through 4. Matthew 18, verse 1 through 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto them, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, therefore, verse 4, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In summary, we must be converted and become as little children spiritually. The innocent, believing nature in children is one of the key features of this, of what it, of what the beauty is behind a child, the way their natures are. They're so, again, innocent and willing to believe. They've been exploited, though, within this, at the center of this Christmas holiday. The cycle goes over generation by generation, from traditions and lies being repeated to young children. Some of those lies are eventually made known and revealed once they get at a certain age. But the traditions continue as those children reach adulthood and have their own kids, and then the cycle continues. That is part of what has helped this holiday so thoroughly spread. It continues from age to age and generation to generation. And when you look into the history of it, some of this is fairly brief. It's not that far. I mean, the pagan origins are deep into human history, but some of the symbolism, it was come up with and advertised and made part and associated with Christmas just in the past 100 to 200 years. So it's not been going on at the exact level of what it is now back forever. It's been embraced as the centuries have gone on. And again, the origins of Christmas date back thousands of years. The symbolism, some of it that's been embraced more recently, and the traditions have been embraced more recently, have not. But these children are, again, they're very believing. They're very sincere what they believe, and that is taken advantage of, and that cycle continues generation to generation. So something must break that cycle. And God initiated this change in us, whether directly with us or with our parents or our grandparents, breaking that cycle, breaking it for us as well as our families. And again, children are very believing, and they're sincere in their beliefs. They do not compromise with what they know to be true. This time of year, I often remember our oldest son, as a young child, uncompromisingly stating with a temporary frown on his face, "We don't do Christmas," if the topic arose. There was no room in him for compromise. Likewise, regardless of the topic, for us, we must be as little children, and we must hold fast to the truth without compromise. Secondly, another beautiful characteristic of children is how dearly they love and admire their parents. From their dad and mom, they seek comfort, love, nourishment, security. As they learn, they direct so many questions towards their parents, completely reliant upon them. Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. And this is King David talking to Solomon. And so it is a father talking to a son and advising him. "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." So again, King David, having his son Solomon, who is going to take over as king, he was advising him. He was directing them to seek first the ways of God, to not be reliant on the wisdom that he was forming and he had had, to not be self-reliant, not following the ways of man, but seeking first God, seeking first his ways. Seeking God the Father in his knowledge is the path to being spiritual minded and to break free from self-reliance and the following of the ways of man. This holiday is filled with deceit, filled with false Christianity and pagan tradition that mankind justifies through human reasoning. This and other deceptions can be overcome if we continually seek our Father in heaven and his ways. So above all else in our lives, we must seek our Father in heaven as a young child seeks his or her parents while rejecting reliance on the self. We must reject self-reliance. Lastly, young children can be content with very little. Their quality of life is not determined by the size of a home, by riches, fancy meals, or other extravagances. The Christmas holiday thrives in this because of materialism. We saw that in the earlier survey, how those things that were valued one after another at the top of that list, the top 10 of them, were all physical. They were all based in something, again, of entertainment. At the heart of it is the spirit of get. Let's turn to Romans 8, verses 5 through 6. Romans 8 and verses 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We must put away the old man at baptism, at conversion, at the start of what becomes a lifelong conversion. We must bury that old man, the works of the flesh and its materialistic pulls. But that materialism and the temptations towards it remain. So long as we're in these carnal bodies, those pulls can be there. We must seek spiritual things first. And we must be continually yielding to God to aim to be loosed from this world's materialism. We have physical needs, of course, as a physical people, but we must seek first God's ways as our primary needs and aim to keep things basic and simple otherwise. In conclusion, to overcome the pitfalls of this life, the same pitfalls that have led to the world's embrace of Christmas, we must seek a relationship with God and the things that are spiritual without compromise. We truly must become converted, fully changed, and become as little children.